This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Maryland State Delegate Don Dwyer. If you remember our conversation from a few weeks ago, Delegate Dwyer is seeking the impeachment of Maryland State Attorney General Doug Gansler for unilaterally changing the definition of marriage in that state by saying he wants Maryland to recognize same-sex marriages performed out of state. In that time, he's made his plans, of course, to bring the articles of impeachment to the House floor, and he joins us now to update that effort. And Delegate, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Where do we stand right now?
Well, I was able to bring the articles to the floor this morning. The Speaker did not rule me out of order, but he has knowingly and willingly obstructed justice and violated his oath. He ignored the Constitution and prevented the 141 members of this body from voting on the articles of impeachment. As soon as I presented the articles, I called for a roll call vote, which was a parliamentary motion. And as I made that motion, the Speaker ignored it and then referred the bill to the impeachment charge to the House Judiciary Committee for a public hearing that was scheduled for today at 3 o'clock. Now, I've been through this process before here, and I can assure you that the hearing that we're about to go into is nothing short of a kangaroo court. And it's very frustrating that the Speaker is withholding the will of the citizens of the state of Maryland in seeing that the Attorney General is held accountable for his actions. Clearly, under Article 3, Section 26 of our state constitution, it is within the jurisdiction of the House to hold an impeachment hearing. And the Speaker has precluded that at this point, and it is very, very frustrating to see what we're about to go into.
You mentioned the roll call vote was a procedural vote, but would that have brought the issue to a head right away? Would it have started a portion of debate? How would that have worked?
Well, at that point, once the vote was taken, it would have sent the issue to the Senate for a trial and for a conviction or an acquittal. What I'd hoped would happen on the floor today was that the Speaker would allow me to present enough evidence to the members of the House to continue to move the issue to the Senate for that trial, but I was precluded from doing that.
So what happens now that it's in committee? You mentioned it's a kangaroo court. Why do you say that?
Because it's going to take the majority support of the committee to send it back to the House for a full House vote. And then we would potentially send it to the Senate. But clearly the Democrats are in control in this state. Clearly the Speaker ignored the House rules this morning. He ignored parliamentary procedure, and he ignored the state constitution when he took the actions that he did. So there's no hope in my mind that the hearing that we're about to go into is going to be handled with any more honesty or integrity than what we saw deteriorate on the House floor this morning.
So it'll die in committee.
Absolutely.
So what has been the reaction among your constituents in particular and around the state ever since this erupted a few weeks ago?
There is tremendous support, and I got to tell you why. This is no different. This tyranny that we're facing right now on this issue is no different than what we saw in Washington, D.C. in regards to the Constitution being spat on when it came to the passage of the National Health Care Bill. The public is outraged at the arrogance of government, and here in the state of Maryland, we have an attorney general who's now declared himself unimpeachable, and the Speaker of the House given him the cover that he needs, and I believe actually becoming party to the crime of obstruction by precluding the House from actually voting on the articles of impeachment. This is a sad day for the state of Maryland, but I can assure you that I'm going to continue to do my part to continue to fight this issue, and if that means judicial action, I'm planning to do that as well.
Delegate, you brought up the parallel to the health care bill that was debated and eventually passed here in Washington. A lot of people obviously opposed that bill based on the policy substance of it, but others were really turned off by the process. Do you believe that in Maryland, despite what folks may think about whether same-sex marriage ought to be legal, they got a funny smell on their nose right now about how this has been handled?
Absolutely. That's the whole problem. It's now no longer about the issue. It's really about the process. It's really about ignoring the state constitution and the right of the House to bring a charge of impeachment, and now about Maryland's highest official in law declaring himself untouchable and unaccountable. And this is simply a crisis, because if this remains unchallenged, that means that in the future, any attorney general in the state that comes behind Mr. Gansler will also be, according to the law now, according to the letters that are on file, will also be not accountable by charges of impeachment by the legislature. This is a major major event that has happened today and over the last several weeks in our state. And I think we're in a constitutional crisis.
You mentioned Governor O'Malley in our last conversation, basically directed state officials to obey this directive from the Attorney General. What's been the fallout for him in particular? How much pressure is he under right now?
You know, I really don't know. I know that people have been calling his office. I know that people have been calling the Attorney General's office. The biggest thing that folks are upset with is the whole issue of him declaring himself unimpeachable and not accountable. That seems to have a bigger impact than simply the decision that he made to recognize out-of-state same-sex marriages. But clearly, I argue and will continue that the Attorney General usurped the authority of the Maryland General Assembly when he released that opinion and the public statements that were made following the release.
Last question before we let you go, because I know you need to get to that committee hearing, Delegate Dwyer. If, in fact, this dies in committee, is that the end of what the House can do, or do you have can you retry it again? What other options do you have?
There's a couple procedural maneuvers that I'm going to attempt over the next couple days to try to get this bill back before the full House, to get the articles of impeachment back before the full House. And I'm likely to be unsuccessful, but I can assure you I'm going to go down fighting. And then I'm pretty certain that this issue will make its way either into a state court or into a federal court in the near future.
Well, Delegate Dwyer, we thank you for bringing us the latest on this, and we certainly thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Maryland State Delegate Donald Dwyer, I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.